In the past year, Pakistan has been rattled by a power struggle between the judiciary and the president, the armed occupation of a mosque by Islamic militants in the heart of the capital, the imposition of emergency rule, a surge in suicide bombings, a growing insurgency in tribal lands, and the assassination of the country's best-known opposition figure. Recent independent polls of Pakistani voters reflect wide dissatisfaction with President Pervez Musharraf, pessimism about their economic situation, insecurity about personal safety, and deep cynicism about the fairness of the elections. One poll by the U.S.-based International Republican Institute has Mr. Musharraf's approval rating at only 15%. Mr. Musharraf is not on the ballot, having been re-elected in November by a National Assembly and four provincial assemblies packed with his supporters, but his party, the PMLQ, is. Its primary opponents are the Pakistan People's Party, the PPP, the party of assassinated former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, and the PMLN, headed by Nawaz Sharif, another former prime minister who was once Ms. Bhutto's chief political rival. The International Republican Institute's Middle East and North Africa Deputy Program Director, Scott Mastick, says the assassination of Ms. Bhutto on December 27th has had a clear effect on voters.
You could say even there's a sort of groundswell of public sympathy, I would say, in the aftermath of the assassination, and that's translated into support for PPP. On a whole, though, support for opposition parties, including PMLN and PPP, is just much higher right now than support for the governing coalition of parties.
The opposition has accused pro-Musharraf forces of trying to manipulate the election's outcome. And according to the IRI poll, 79% of surveyed voters believe the elections will have been rigged if Mr. Musharraf's party wins the most seats. A longtime associate of Ms. Bhutto's, who collaborated with her on her just-published final book, Mark Siegel, tells VOA such figures make massive vote fraud very difficult.
The magnitude of the rigging will have to be so grand that the whole world would see that the election would be illegitimate. You know, Benazir always thought that Musharraf would try to rig, but under these conditions, she probably would say that he couldn't rig it enough to steal the election completely.
The polls have struck a raw nerve with Mr. Musharraf, who, while reiterating his pledge of fair elections, sharply denounced the surveys by international organizations.
Declaring winning parties, candidates, is malicious. It is malicious. It disturbs our peace. It cannot be done. It must not be done. Because you are giving unnecessary hopes, expectations, raising expectations of parties and people.
Most analysts say that if the vote is legitimate, the PPP will emerge with the largest number of seats and form a coalition that will put up longtime party stalwart Makhdoom Amin Fahim as candidate for prime minister. But a senior fellow at the Council of Foreign Relations, Daniel Markey, points out that the past bitter rivalry between the Bhutto and Sharif parties indicates the coalition could prove fractious and unsteady.
In the event that you did get an opposition sweep, both the PPP and PMLN would feel some obligation to get rid of Musharraf, but both of them would also recognize in the back of their minds that as soon as they get rid of him, they'll be at each other's throats. They have no love for each other, and they'll be looking past that initial decision, past the Musharraf decision, to decide what's good for them as parties, and they may decide that keeping him around is actually more beneficial than removing him right away.
An analyst said, the army will be waiting and watching from the sidelines, ready to intervene if it feels necessary, as it has for much of Pakistan's 60 years of existence. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.